So the Rishon here on Daf Nun Gimel Mabez said, "Ain Parchas Meishum Yachas Tkiyas B'Migdash." You're not below less than 21 Tkiyas. 21 Tkiyas B'Migdash. In Moisivin Al Abor Mishum, you have more than 48. Now the Morvia goes to the calculation. Every single day, Yisham Eshem Yachas. On a regular day, a regular Monday morning, there was 21 Tkiyas B'Migdash. How do you get to number 21? Shalosh L'Psichas Shadim. When they opened up the gates, of the Beis Hamikdash, they blew three sounds. V'teisha, there were nine sounds that accompanied the Tom Mitchell Shachar. Then v'teisha, there's another nine sounds of Tom Mitchell Ben Hamayim. So that's 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, so therefore, the reality there are 21 sounds. Uvi Musafim. Dafnun Gimel Amud Beis the Mishnah. Uvi Musafim. You must see when he earns Rosh Chodesh. And there's the most. You must see when v'teisha, there's another nine. So that's going to make it to. I'm gonna keep a.
We have
30. Wait, so we have 27 plus 3, we have 30. Is that correct?
Well, you want to do that again? I want to write it down. How do you get there?
Start again. Let's start the mission. Ein parchas d'mishnah achas tkiyas b'migdash. Okay, we're not.
I was afraid to ask you. Okay, yeah.
So you asked me. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Ein parchas d'mishnah.
21
minimum, right?
21 is minimum. Why?
This is all year round, or
let's see. One day at a time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The Ein Moisiv Al Bar Mishron does not more than 48.
That's the maximum.
Now here we go. One thing at the B'chol every single day. How you do was tell you.
So the minimal is 21. The maximum is 48.
B'chol how you shandi was Eshem Yachas 21. Tekiyas B'Mikdash. Period. How do you get that number?
Every day.
Shalosh yeah. L'Psichas Shadim. There are three tekiyas when they opened up the gates. The Teisha, there were nine tekiyas. The Tamid Shal Bein Harba Shal Shachar.
Before the Makrav or during the time?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I do not know. Maybe during the Shira, I do not know.
Okay, well, we'll soon find out. Yeah.
The Teisha, there was another nine. The Tamid Shal Bein Harba. Another nine. The Teisha different to me. 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 3 is 21 sounds. Every single day, 21 sounds.
Wow.
Uvim Musafin. Let's say there was the Moses Rosh Chodesh. Chayu Mosin Dor Eir Oy Teisha. That is 30. Right, so you have three. You have nine for the Tamishal Shachar, nine for the Musaf, and nine for the Tamishal Ben Habayim. That's 9 times 3 is 27, plus another 3 when they open up the gates.
So it says Shachar Ben Habayim. What about Marav? I'm just kidding.
Okay, so a total of 30. Now over Erev Shabbos. What about Erev Shabbos? So now Erev Shabbos is a regular day. So the Erev Shabbos, you have 21.
Correct.
How you
they added
sheish.
Extra six?
So you have 27.
Why? How do you figure out?
You have
when
six
did you
more.
Do,
he explains
did you
why.
Six?
What?
When did you do those extra six?
So it says right here, the Mishnah tells you. Shalosh three lahav tilas on the mulacha. In other words, they should tell people to stop doing mulacha.
Right.
The sirens that go over here. The shalosh.
You mean they blew three after and after to build
the shalosh three sounds lahav lebin kodesh tchol when it was mamish shkia. No six. So therefore, that comes out. On a regular day, there's only going to be 27. 21, Tamish al Shachar, Tamish al Ben Har Boyim, plus the. The six. Anyway, there's going to be
21.
Plus the three when they open up the gates. Plus, and now it's Erev Shabbos. It's going to be an additional six. 3 plus 3.
That was only on Friday. Was additional six.
Now let's say Friday. Let's say it was Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Then it would be 36. Because in a regular Rosh Chodesh,
the Gemara doesn't discuss that.
Fine.
Erev Shabbos Tochachai.
Now let's say it was Erev Shabbos Shalosh Lahav Tilbit. Erev Shabbos Shebesechachag. Hayusham Arboim Ushemoina. Now we come to number 48. Erev Shabbos that fell out in the middle of the Chag. The Chag is Sukkot. How do you get this? Shalosh Lipsicha Shorim. We said Shalosh. Now here's the new thing. Because over here Sukkot. They blew tequilas when they brought in the mayim for nisuch hamayim. Nisuch hamayim was part of the tamid shel shachar, right? It was part of they poured the mayim and then they poured the water, the mayim.
So what's the sharu elyon?
That's the upper gate. That's the called the shah mayim. That's the gate where they brought the water. When they brought the water from the shiloyach into the beis hamikdash for the ceremony.
It was on a pedestal.
I don't think you had
to go. How did you get up to the? It was higher.
It was close. I think when it means Elliot, I don't know. I really don't know the true answer. But I think because it was closer towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you enter in from the east. So any gate that is towards the west, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is called the Shar Elyon. Because when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you're coming from the east.
Right.
When you keep on going ahead, that's called Elyon.
Right.
Is it physically, was it on a slope? I remember once learning about this. Could be some machloikis. Was the Beis Hamikdash generally sloped upwards?
Mm-hmm.
I do not know. Shalosh, or was it mamish perfectly flat? I don't know. Shalosh the Shar Elyon, Shalosh Shar Tachton, three for the Shar Tachton, was the Shar Tachton.
What does that mean?
I guess I'm not sure. The different gates, there were different gates that was used in the Beis Hamikdash.
But that was only Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov.
The Shalosh Lemili Hamayim. Okay, the three for the Shar. The Gemara is obviously going to explain exactly what all these gates are. Elyon, Shalosh Shar Tachton, Shalosh Lemili Hamayim, where they fill the water up from the Shiloyach. The Shalosh Lagabi Mizbeach, when they poured it on the Mizbeach. Teisha al Tamish al Shachar, Teisha al Ben Abayim, Teisha al Musafim, Shalosh al Hadfilos al Mimalacha, the Shalosh al Havdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Okay, so therefore it comes out over here.
They did that on Yom Tov.
On Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos on Sukkot. Because, so what are the additional blasts? A regular day.
But one second, if Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov itself.
It's not Yom Tov. No, then they didn't blow. I don't think they blew. I don't
know. So what does it mean, Erev Shabbos?
It means it's Cholamoyt. Cholamoyt.
Ah.
So when it's Cholamoyt, you have the
Musafim. Because it wouldn't be Doichah then.
This is not
Doicha
Shabbos
or Yontif,
right?
No. On a regular Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos Cholamoyd. So you have nine for Shel Shachar.
It's not called Avoida. This is not called Avoida.
No, it's not called Avoida. This is
and this
right.
is Chatzaitris, right?
Oh, so that's what you have to go see. The answer is that I think it's Chatzaitris, then a Shoifer, and then Chatzaitris. When it says three, every set of three, if I'm not mistaken, it was a sandwich between Chatzaitris on the ends and the Tekiah Shoifer.
So every number that counts from 21 to 48 is really 3 times 21,
you don't 3 days, have to put your mouth into the microphone. We fixed it. You right. don't, but you're a little bit closer. A little closer.
Yes, I mean, you're asking if it's not considered Avoida because the only thing was the Mikdash. If it's Avoida, is that what you asked?
Yeah, that's what he's asking. It
wasn't part of the Avoida.
So there are different, right, is this called, this is not called Avoida.
Well, the question you're asking, is it the Reis or the Rabbanon?
It's a deraita, doesn't it? It says smachtem.
I'm so sure.
Doesn't it say and parshish and parshish?
Sekatem lachatzoyis. He's saying very good. It says in the pasuk. Sekatem
lachatzoyis.
Al oloseichem yal zivchei shalmeichem v'ilchem lizikaron.
Remind me, which parsh is that?
Parshas Pinchas.
Yeah.
I think it's Parshas Pinchas. If I'm not mistaken.
No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know then. It says
Valaischa.
Valaischa. Wow, this guy knows everything. Unbelievable.
I'm curious about
unbelievable.
Okay, I'll look at it later.
Okay, Shlomi, I don't know the answer. Hopefully, we'll see all this in the Gemara and the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Quick, very quick. We have to go very quick. Eshem Yabotikis. Let's see, they were 21. Behold, you may have seen the Gemara of Yosef. Pshut
Lefanecha. What were you saying now?
Rashi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rashi. Pshut Lefanecha. Pshut Lefanecha. Pshut Lefanecha. Pshut Lefanecha. Pshut Lefanecha.
Musaf. I don't know if there's a Rashi. Musaf would probably include Shabbos and Yontem. Beyond Shabbos.
Uchar, yeah, right. But what about when they open the gates? The Psicha Sha'orim. So it says they blew three. So what did they blew? Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. We count that as three. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. That's what Rashi says. Upshuto lefonecha, upshuto liacharecha, utruah baemtza choshev leitlas. Next, shalosh lepsichas shodim, sharei ahazara.
He says every sounding of the trumpets is a set of three blasts.
So there's only trumpets. There's no shofar over here. Yeah.
Chatzitzes are trumpets.
Right, but I'm wondering when it says 48, is it really 48? Of tekiah, teruah, tekiahs?
Every sound is called a sound. When you say tekiah...
So how do you know if it was a tekiah or teruah?
A teruah is... What do you mean?
No. Everything is in multiples of three. So when it says three, it's tekiah, teruah, tekiah. When it says nine, it's tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah,
teruah,
tekiah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Rashi. Shalosh lepsicha sharim l'sha'arei ha'azor, the gates of the Azorah. When they would pour the yayin of the Talmud, Halevim Oimrim Bashir, the Levim would say, no, Rashi does not say the Oimrim, Amira, like a Litvak who sings Zmiros. You don't sing Zmiros. Zog Zmiros.
Next.
You're part of the Siddur, right? Three parts to each shir, there are three parakim, three different sections. They would stop in the middle of each parak. They would blow with the trumpets. So here he says it's trumpets, not a shofar.
Yeah,
he also said it's kohanim.
So the kohanim would blow. The kohanim are blowing. The levim are singing. The levim are zogging. They're saying the shira. Another yisod is that each parak, the shira, was divided into three parts. When you say in the morning, Hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbos shabochayu halavim oimrim b'mikdash oimrim shabochayu halavim oimrim.
Yeah.
Doesn't say they sang it.
So the
and we have to realize each mizmor that we say was broken into three parts. And in between each part,
they blow tekiah, tekiah.
With what? With a trumpet. Not with a shofar.
Yeah.
With a product of man, not a product of an animal. The chilek between a trumpet and a shofar. Trumpet
from gold.
Shofar is from an animal.
Was it from gold, I think?
What?
Kamzav or kesef?
I think it was silver. I don't know. I do not know.
Next.
It was silver. People would bow down. Another new yisoid. A naya yisoid.
While they were blowing
it down, they would bow down. They would bow down. And that explains why I'm telling you Chiddush, even Shul is not going to say this Chiddush. That's why we say Aleinu, because the Leiv of Anachnu Koyrim with Mishtach and Moedim. We bow and then we say the Yoim. We want to say a Tefillah of Hishtach Avah.
Yeah.
As a hakdama to
that's
the
very
shira.
Good Nusach Ashkenaz, but Nusach Svar is the other way around.
Nusach Svar, they say, when do they say, what do you mean?
They say the Yoim and Kelokeinu and then Aleinu.
They say the Yoim and Kelokeinu.
Aleinu is the last one, but Ashkenaz the last one.
Okay,
the last
so
thing is
anyway
the
Yoim. You can't do, anyway, you can't say Vasachas. It's a chilek between you say it before, you say it after. Oh, yeah. Ashkenaz, they do the Hishtach Avah before the Yoim, and Svar, they do the Hishtach Avah after the Yoim. But the goal is to be mitstarev the Shira with the Hishtach Avah. Kederach, they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Once already you're saying the Shira is Hayyim, so you want to say a Tefillah, which is Maskir, Hishtach Avah.
He said this.
When they reach the Perek, Taku. Tekiah, they blow.
Teruah Tekiah, that's one step.
Vishtachavu, more. They blow the Tekiah, right? The Tekiah means that Tekiah, Teruah Tekiah. Vishtachavu Ha'am, I'll call Perek Tekiah. They'll call Tekiah Shtachavu. Every Perek, every section they blow, and every time they blow, the people have to bow down. They'll call Tekiah Chaisa Teruah Be'emsa. Every time they blow, it's a Tekiah, Teruah Tekiah. Ubshuta Lefanecho Le'acharecha. Okay, so we learn over here a lot of Yisoidus. A lot of Yisoidus in these few lines that we learn over here already. That each perek, the shira, when do they blow by the talmid? They blew not when they're not the shechita, not the kabbalah, not the halacha and the zrika and the imurim. You know when they blew by the talmid? They blew at the moment of nisach hayayin. That's when they blew. And what happened in nisach hayayin? They sang shira. Who sang shira? The levim sang shira, and they broke the shira into three parts. And in the middle of each part, the Kohanim blew a trumpet, the Kohanim. And when they blew the trumpets, not the shofar, they blew tekiah through a tekiah, and then the Kohanim that was in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bow down. And we learned this yesoid, nai yesoid, that is why we are mitzaref the Aleinu with the Yoim. They go together back to back, whether you're a Nusach Ashkenaz, or you're a Varma Yid. You daven is Nusach Svar. You go and you bring it together. Uvim Musafim. Musafim. B'yoyim sheyesh by Musaf. Ma'isif ma'oy teish al shir shal Musafim. Shloy shal lahavti lesam b'malach. In the first one, Mishul b'mam b'me madlikin. Remember, it's b'me madlikin uvamo ein madlikin. It's not two b'mes. It's b'me and uvamo. Vaita, you don't say this. Nusach Svar doesn't say this. It's gavna. Gavna. They say from the Zohar. The loymar baruchu.
Some say have the minig.
Don't say
that, even that they said after davening.
Baruchu.
Yeah, I think the place can talk about. Yeah. Psst. Next.
Mamish.
I don't know about the chassidim.
Litvish blood.
No, I don't know about the chassidim. I'm just saying the ones that say yeah.
Litvish blood. Right. Bein kodesh lechol kid kodesh hayom lochadiyah shechoshcha. To make it known to the world that the sun has set.
So that's like the next mamish like bein hashmas.
Oh, now this Rashi is a dvarim nifloim meoid dvarim nifloim because. If you would not see this Rashi, what would you say? You would say that when do they blow the shofar? The shofar was shkia, sunset, because it's, you're not going to blow the shofar on Shabbos. You're not going to blow the
first
Shabbos.
Set. When did they blow? How much before Shabbos?
Oh, that's what I'm asking you over here. So what would you say if you did not see this
it's
Rashi?
It's not 100% clear yet that they didn't do it on Shabbos because they said Musaf, and Musaf would normally be Shabbos.
No,
Rosh Chodesh.
You're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. They didn't do this on Shabbos.
Why doesn't it say Rosh Chodesh? Why does it say Musaf?
We're talking about Erev. We're talking about the 48. That was Erev Shabbos.
No, we're talking about Musaf when you mock
the... No, it says Musafin, are you Musafin Oitesha? But you're telling me it's only specific Musafin. Not Shabbos, not Yantif.
When so everything is Musafin.
Call it Rosh Chodesh.
Fine. Rosh Chodesh, so... Fine. Okay, I don't know.
Where did you see so far that whether or not... You blew these on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Okay, we don't know. Right,
okay,
so let's assume now it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't know yet.
We'll see.
But right now, listen, but here, now he's discussing the extra 60 lulav because of Shabbos. So they blew Koylois to be Lahavtil Ha'am Melacha. When was that? That was Shkia? Or was that 18 minutes before Shkia? When was that?
It doesn't matter exactly. I thought you were concerned with when you, if you're over or not.
No, so first it says it in the Rashi, the very important Rashi. Rashi over here says Ben Kodesh, it doesn't say anything. Shloish lahavdil ha'am melacha kin mefarish b'shilei b'memadlikin. That we're going to learn later
the
on.
The end of memadlikin.
Okay, it doesn't say when, but this is very fascinating. It says they blew now another set and kidei Ben Kodesh l'chol kishkodesh shayom lohidia shachsh shachashcha.
What is it saying here? Kodesh shayom when Shabbos
began, the day became holy. The day began lohidia to make it known to the world. Shachashcha the sunset. The yesh me ata mikanul haba chiyav skila b'melacha. Wait a minute. There's no chiyav skila after shkia. It's ben hashmashos. We stopped doing melacha at shkia, correct?
But that came much, much later here in America.
In America,
Rav Henkin, Rav Yonason Steig, the Satmar Rebbe, that to start doing the melacha. Oh, I'm sorry.
No one's allowed to do it.
No, Rav Leizman Mitz that says already.
No
that,
one's
that,
allowed to do melacha doing ben hashmashos.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And ben hashmashos, there's no chiyav skila.
But ben, I think ben hashmashos says you to a goy you're allowed to, and you're
fine. But there's no chiyav skila. There's no chiyav skila.
It doesn't say ben hashmashos.
So it sounds from Rashi that they blew the shofar the last moment of Bein HaShemashos.
Really?
Well, whenever Chashecha is called.
Because it says, because look at the words of Rashi. Rashi adds in this Chashecha, V'yesh me'ata, from this moment and on, Chiyav Skila. What? Chiyav Skila? If they blew the shofar with Shkia when sunset, there's no Chiyav Skila.
So it has
even
to
the
be
Gra says you have 13 minutes.
So it has to say, they have to say.
So it means that they blew it the very last moment of Bein HaShemashos. You're allowed to blow the shofar Bein HaShemashos on a regular.
Why not?
It's a chachma. We don't blow shofar. Not so posh that you're allowed to.
So maybe this was an exception.
Here's a proof that you were able to blow the chatzaitris on Shabbos.
So obviously that's
no,
Rashi.
It's not so much a raya.
Why is that a raya?
Here this was an exception. Bein HaShemashos.
It doesn't say
maybe a second before Ben Hashmashos, and then he says
no. The second it says here, the moment after you blow the shofar, mikanu labo the zechiv skila.
When Ben Hashmashos kicks in.
No, it kicks in right now. It says v'yesh me'atah.
So you tell me they blew it by Ben Hashmashos?
The very last second. They blew it the very last
second. Ben Hashmashos is a machlaik between Rabbi Yossi in 13 and a half minutes or K5.
So they were makabel. The Bezdin took a vote. We're going to pass like one man d'amar. That's the way it is. You have machlaiks and klal. You should take a vote. Take a vote. Election. You take a vote. And then you pass like one Bezdin pass like one sheet. And therefore it says over here, V'yesh me'atah chiyav skila. If it says it is a chiyav skila the very next moment, that means that the blowing the shofar the moment before the chiyav skila begins, which means the blowing shofar the last moment of Bein HaShemashos.
Yeah.
Vaita. Shalai ishtu psicha sh'arim k'mo b'chol yom. Okay, they open up the gates every day. Shiro sh'arim choy b'azara. There were seven gates. Rashi has to go tell us that there are seven gates in the Azara. Seven gates. Okay, there are seven times you say when Yom Kippur is over, you say Hashem hu Elokim. The Yomim Noiraim begin with, how do you bring the Shechina on the Yom Noiraim? How do you bring it? There are only two things that you do seven times in the entire Yomim Noiraim. Number one, you say, Lamatseach, Livnei Koirach, Mizmar, seven times.
No, but that's about 40 years shy.
Right.
I understand. What's Psicha Sharim? Before we said you only have opened the gates, that's one gate.
Every morning, they opened up the gates of the Azara. The Azara, around the Azara, on the Har Habayis, there are seven gates opening to the Azara.
Yeah.
So there's the Levium, that's
so
the job.
So when it says at the beginning of the Mishnah,
it refers to seven gates.
It says at the beginning of the Mishnah that they blew three shalosh l'psichas sh'arim. What does
it
that mean?
It means all seven gates. They blew
so
the
shofar. After the first, after the second, after the third?
No, probably right before.
No, I imagine they opened right after all of them. They blew through, they go Tekia, Terua, Tekia. When the last
these gates are successive, you have
no, they're around the Azara,
places.
The perimeter of the Azara.
There's somebody opening up the gates.
Yeah,
all the gates are open. They blow.
No, before they first blow the shofar and then
correct,
they open
and then
the
they
gates.
Start opening.
Chatzaitres.
You have the Kohanim and the Levim do Shmira. You don't hear about, we learn about Shmira
and the Levim. No, but I'm saying if they're opening up the gates, doesn't that mean nobody's yet in the base of English?
That's right. No one's there, they're outside.
But nobody's in the base of English. Where are they blowing the Chatzaitres? Outside the base of English?
Exactly.
Good kasha. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, Mechaira, outside.
Good kasha. Where Taka they blow? Where they blow? He's asking about good kasha. I don't know. Maybe Taka inside. Maybe they did blow it inside. There was one guy snuck in. They had maybe for the purpose of blowing the shofar.
Or it could be after opening up the first one. That's when
it seems like because you learn from the Gemara and Talmud, it seems like they did go inside. There was a gate that was open. They went inside. They went inside, and they already were preparing. And they were waiting. They were waiting. Barakoy. They were waiting. The guy on the roof was waiting to see a glimmer of light. It seems pretty clear that the Kohanim were already inside making preparations. And when it says they opened up, it means all the gates. They had maybe one gate that was half open. They had a tunnel underneath. The main gates for the Hamoinam, they opened up with the blowing of the shofar. L'chor, the blowing of the shofar took place inside the Beis HaMikdash. I'm imagining. Because the Gemara Masechet Talmud is mash maklar that the Kohanim were already inside the Beis HaMikdash. Look, they were stoking the Mizbech the whole night, it says. So they were Kohanim inside the Beis HaMikdash working the whole night.
They were on duty
the whole night in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash.
So why is this Shorim closed?
For the Hamoinam. For the tzibur, we don't want people just roaming around. We don't want yeshiva bachim coming into the Beis Mishnah in the middle of the night to find some food. We don't want them coming around at night.
Are you saying the Kohanim came in through the shofar?
They were there the whole night.
They had the locks and the keys.
They obviously had ways to get in. Al yidei shem, they said a shame. They came in. They found a way. A yid, how do you say in Yiddish? A yid has an eitzah.
A yid gives an eitzah.
It's a new expression for me, a new Yiddish expression.
That's Gibzuch, an old expression.
Gibzuch? I say, I don't know, for me it's new.
Gitzach
and Eitz. A Yid,
okay,
Gitzach.
Okay, next.
Gitzach. Yeah, like that?
Yeah.
Gitzach and Eitz. Eins, zwei, drei.
Nee.
Yid, Gitzach and Eitz. Mitten und drinnen, neue Anfang.
Nee, next.
Favusche fallen alle Menschen ohne mit mir.
Nee.
I just told you all the Yiddish that I know.
Continue.
So therefore, we have over here Shoshar Elyon, Darmin El, Darmin, advice us. Shoshar Elyon, Kemosh, Chayyam, Shiva Shom, Chayyam, Azara. On the side of the Gemara, it says, Oischof, Midas, Vaita. Sholosh, Lashar, Elyon. But let me just tell you, Arab Derech Agav, very important, you should know. Oh, Shlom, he walked out. He walked out of the Ulam Habes Met. The Yom Meram, how do you bring the Shechina to the Aser Simet Teshuvah? You bring the Shechina through the blowing of the Shofar. What do you do with all the shofar? You say Hashem, you say the Mizmor La Matzech Levnekach Mizmor how many times?
Seven times.
What do you do when Yom Kippur is over? Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. These are the bookends of the Yomim Noirahim. You bring the Shechina with La Matzech Levnekach Mizmor and you escort the Shechina when Yom Kippur is over with Nachmal seven times Hashem Elokim. If you look in the Mizmor of La Matzech Levnekach Mizmor, it divides it up. There is Elokim, there is Hashem is Elyon, and then at the end there is Elokim Ma'od Na'ala, but there's no synthesis. There is Hashem, and there is Elokim, and they're both Elyon. The tafkid of the Aseris Yimei Teshuva is to be synthesized Hashem Hu Elokim. You hear?
Yeah.
And that's why they're both seven. Shlomo, we want to welcome back to the Ulam, Abet Midrash. Rav Shlomo ben Uri Shluta. Rav Shlomo, are you there?
How come you didn't blow the Chatzaitzus when
next.
I came back?
What?
I'm right in there, friend. I'm right here.
Next. Gvaldik.
Vait. Sholosh l'shar ha'elyoin. There are three for the shar ha'elyoin. Darman le'ela kora ha'gever ta'koy v'hu yivitako. The shar ha'elyoin. So this means the gever kora ha'gever when the gever. What's the gever? So some say it's rooster, some say it was a person. He's
oh, yeah. Another rooster, either one.
Fine. The talk of the talk of that's the shar ha elyon. Shol shar tachtoin the am the el. Now this the only did this, they only did this on cholamoid. Cholamoid. Shol shar tachtoin the am the el. He gil azara talku v'haru v'talku. When the people who brought the water, when they brought the mayim, the nisach mayim, when they reached the shar tachtoin, they called out. Lazara talk we were talking before you marichin bohen ashigil they both very long tekiyas tekiya gedayla this lechayra this where it comes from tekiya gedayla
till it came to
it's
the
a very big shaili go look in the halacha where does it come in makar to blow tekiya gedayla where avu state where do you have a tekiya some taka you not there's no such thing you don't blow tekiya gedayla some say it's not a real minute. What's the matter? You say blow tekiya gedayla? Where did it come from? The Torah says you blow tekiyas. Tekiya, teruah, tekiya, Rabbi Avohu. We don't know what the tekiya is. Is it yelula, yavah, yelula, yavah?
Who says
Rabbah? Rabbi Avoh, he puts them together, so we blow 30 koilas. Where in the Gemara does it ever say anywhere you blow the Atakia Gedoyla? Doesn't say anywhere, so what does the Pshat do to get the Gedoyla? You know the answer is? Sukkah nun gimel amedeis. Sukkah nun gimel amedeis Rashi. It says he gil azara when they brought the mayim, the nisuch hamayim. They come to the azara taku v'ri v'taku. The hayu, here's the makar. Ma'arichin bohen. They blew very long tekiyos. Long a tekiya gedoyla. Ad she gil l'shar hayoytze l'mizrach v'shar tachtoin. When they came in from the shar elyoin, and they walked all the way down from the shar elyon to the shar tachtoin. Uvigamar b'farish amayla chashiv shalosh shalmayla shalmayla ho asiris. Why didn't they count when you got to the 10th step? Okay, we have to go over this in the Gemara. So what Gemara is saying over here, they went over here from the shar elyon to the shar tachtoin, and they were marich. Now let's clarify what exactly they mean over there. I'm a little bit confused over here. I've got a little confused now. What does it mean over here? They went from the shar elyon to the shar tachtoin. When it says in the Mishnah, we have to go back and understand this.
What's the problem?
Go back to Chol HaMoed Sukkos. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, it says in the Mishnah.
Which daf?
Right here on our page, over here, on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we're doing something in the Rashi. It says in the Mishnah that over Erev Shabbos, how you Shesh, Shosh Shabbos, Lom HaMelachim Shabbat. Now, then it goes back and goes, it says over here on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Shabbosoy Chechog, Hayu Sham Arbor Mushmoyne, 48. Shalosh Lipsicha Shorim. That's regular. And then it says Shalosh, another three, Lishar Ha'elyoin.
And so what is the problem?
Where is Shar Ha'elyoin?
Didn't you say that's close to the Kachi Kadoshim?
The Shalosh Shar Tachtoin. Okay, this we have to look. We have to go find out more.
They're coming in with Mayim now.
Water. So when they blew and they came to Shar Ha'elyoin, and then they were Marich. They were marich in order to give the person time, the people who brought the water, to go from Shar Elyon to reach the Shar Tachtoin.
Yeah.
Okay. That was inside. That they were inside the Beis HaMikdash already. And they were walking, they were going along the perimeter. It sounds like they were walking along the perimeter of the Azor from the outside. And when they reached the Shar Elyon, they blew. And then they blew very long tekiyos to give them time to travel along the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, from the Shar Elyon to come there, make their way down along the perimeter of the Shar Tachtoin. And they got the Shar Tachtoin, they then went inside into the Azara. So here it says this is the only place in Gan Shas where there's a remez, a makar, to blow long tekiyos. A tekiya gedoyla.
What is it? This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur?
Nothing. Not Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. This is Nisach HaMayim.
It's
when
not
you
even
are,
a shayfer, it's a chatzaitfus.
Right, chatzaitfus. But it's still called the tekiya. It's still called the tekiya. This is the only makar to go blow a tekiya gedoyla because it's a pillar.
How do you know this is the only makar?
Because we know.
How do you know? Go,
go ask Shrully. Go ask him. He knows Shas. He knows Kol Torah Kula. Go ask him.
I question also. How do you know this is the only okay, probably fine, other fine. Place?
That's why they hold many of the gedolim. So they hold these should be memayit in the tekiya gedola. In other words, when do we do tekiya gedola? Most shuls do at the end of each set. When you blow
correct,
30,
correct,
and then you blow do another 30 by the tekiya to the amida.
Right.
So and then you blow after Shemona Esrei. Right. So you want to do a tekiya gedola? Do the very very last one after you finish musaf at the gemar. During Kaddish.
But you know that
Kaddish
people are not to do with Tekiya Gedoyla?
It says, I saw this wrote down, is that, what does it say? It's a pilei ploim. Tekiya Gedoyla? What are you talking about, Tekiya Gedoyla? Tekiya. It's a hefsek also in the bracha. What are you saying in Tekiya? Not the bracha goes in the Gatzisach. What are you saying in Tekiya Gedoyla? It doesn't say the word Gedoyla. The whole Gemara talks about, what are the Tekiyas? Torah says below. What's going on? So you want this a minig of Tekiya Gedoyla? No. So the last coil number 100, the end of Musaf, which anyway those coils are anyway minhagim and they're not part of the Ikka Mitzvah. So when you come to the Chasima of the Shemona Esrei of Kaddish Eskabel, no Tekiya Gedoyla. But the Mecha Tekiya Gedoyla during the Tekiya the Yeshiv the Amida Mecha Teisa. Where does it come from? So it's taka some hold you should not do it. But that's not the minog Yisrael. Hanach lohem liYisrael minim nevim b'nei nevim. The minog Yisrael over here is to blow the Tekiya Gedoyla at the end of each set. Tekiyas the Yeshiva, Tekiyas the Amida, and the Tekiyas of Kaddish the Skabel. Vaita. Okay. So they were Marich. This is a Murdik Rashi.
Murdik Rashi. They don't blow Shaifer.
They blew.
No. But still, Ashkenaz.
No. Most Ashkenaz.
They make up, yeah.
They do 40.
That's what I'm saying.
All Ashkenaz. Not Chaim. All Ashkenaz.
You're right. All Ashkenaz. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Vaita. are, you know, there are some Ashkenaz that do during Shimon. And there are Snusach Sfeh that don't do during the Yesh V'yesh. It's because they're miles and chashroinus. They're different in hogging. They're different in hogging.
Next.
Okay, weiter in the Rashi. Weiter in the Rashi. Next, Nirashi Shosh, and then they go. Shosh,
what are we saying? I'm the Chosh Shosh Shabala and Cedars.
Where I lost you? What you say?
I think you didn't fully
third
understand.
Line. Listen, the third line, the wide line of Rashi, of the Rashi, the third wide line. The tenth step. When they got to we'll come down a little bit later on.
15 steps, right?
There were 15 steps, and they that. No. That was by the Ezra's Noshim.
Oh, that's right.
Not that's inside. Give me the picture book. Let me get the picture book.
This really belongs to Sefer Middos.
Everyone take out your crayons. Will you ask the Olam take out your crayons? Let's go to the videotape.
I mean, it's in the picture book?
Avada, if not this, then what? Then where?
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe they skipped it.
Right about it again.
Okay. Here we have a picture book.
They have
No, they don't even have
it. They have three-dimensional.
They don't have it, Shloimeh.
You see, I had a feeling maybe they won't have it.
Right, page 145. The dance thing there.
The dancing. It looks like mixed dancing to me.
Adam and Levine.
Nay. So
tell me,
you?
Does it look mixed dancing to you?
One second. This is the shard to the Heichel over there.
No, these are all men.
Page 533. Picture 533.
What page? He has this edition?
Yeah.
Page 145.
Yeah, 145, okay.
Oh, here's the picture, 534. What
page?
Page 146, picture 534.
Oh.
Higil Lamailo Asiris, Taku Viva Taku. Lufiat San.
When they reach to the 10th step.
That's on the way down.
Yeah, I have it.
What, so this, where, this is the Ezra's Noshim?
Yeah.
No, this can't be. This is the Heichel. Isn't this is the Heichel? This is indoors already.
Well, no, this is not the Heichel. That was square steps. This is the Ezra's Noshim. Gila Mylas, he was talking to me, we're talking with Lufiat Sadi Gmar, Shayor de Chamisha, Shayor de Chamisha, Yomdo Lamayas Hashus. No, it's not. This is the Ezra's Noshim.
Don't you see it in the background?
This is the Ezra's Noshim. No, it's the Ezra's Noshim. Let's wait for the Gemara. We skipped this. We didn't learn this Gemara. We're cheating over here. Achmona Litzlan. Remember years ago we used to learn every word, didn't miss a word.
Nay.
Look what has happened.
So continue, yeah.
Vaita in the Rashi.
Let's try to learn.
Okay, goodbye. It's the fourth line down. Shalosh Lemili Hamayim. Three, they blew another three tekiyos, tekiyah to a tekiyah when they filled up the water. Rashi, achash shemalum, v'shavu, after they filled up the container. And they returned. They filled up the water and they returned. What do you mean they returned? Oiz ches on the side of the Gemara,
no,
it says.
Oiz ches, you mean? No?
It could be you have different dishes. Oh, you have a different dish. Tzorch lema shaboy. You have a newer edition, by the way. Tzorch lema shaboy. Acha shemolum shavu. Take out the vav. Shavu. It seems there were three gates. It was a Shar Tachtoin, Shar Elyon, Shar Tachtoin, and Shar Mayim. I don't know. I didn't learn this. There are three gates that were part of this process. Hagiu l'Shar Hamayim, Taku v'Yuv Taku. Okay, there were three gates. We have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. What are you doing, Shlomo? What's going on over there? What are you doing?
Larry Silver is calling me.
Next. Let's finish the Mishnah.
Shalosh legabi mizbeach kishu zoyk v'nes avrava. Then they do three legabi mizbeach kishu zoyk v'nes avrava l'gadam perek lulav avrava. Another three tekiyas when they stood the avrava on the mizbeach. We had that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there was another three tekiyas when they reached the mizbeach, when they put the avrava on the mizbeach, they blew another three tekiyas for grand total of 48. Okay, we can see this a little more. Let's back to the more. Let's go back to Gemara. Masnisa like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back to the then I go to Gemara. Masnisa and the like Rabbi Yehuda. The time of the price of Yehuda says apoiches leyichus b'mishava that the smallest number of tekiyos the whole year round was seven. The hamaisif lo yosef al sheish esrei. Okay, so we have a stira. Our Mishnah says that the minimum was 21 and the maximum was 48. He says the minimum was 7 and the maximum was...
You know why? Because this Mishnah is going according to somebody else.
The maximum was 16. The Mishnah over giving words is no stira. There's no stira.
Why would it be a stira?
There is no stira. Well, it's as not Mishnah.
The Mishnah doesn't come out according to
our Mishnah says 21 and he says it's 7. Mm-hmm. How do you reconcile the Mishnah? Our Mishnah says and he says it's 7. So the Mishnah says, but Michael, where they
why
are?
Why can't you say Machlaik is?
Let's see, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar,
Tekiyah, Tua, Tekiyah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah.
Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Tekiyah, Tua, Tekiyah, Achasi. It's 1. So there's no Stira. It's
he doesn't consider it to be 3.
So therefore it's 7. Why do you get 7? Because you do 3. Yeah, you do 1 when you open up the gates.
So it's 1,
set. How many sets are there? When you blow for the... It's 1, 3, 3, because the Tamashal Shachar is 9.
You divide all the numbers by 3.
Right, by 3, so therefore it comes out that it's a Zelbazach. Zelbazach, 7 divided by 3 is 21, divided by 3 is 7. So therefore it's 7 times 3. It's 7 times, so therefore there's no sin. Whenever you say Tekiyah, 2 Tekiyah, it really means 1. And what about 16? What about not more than 16? Because 16 multiplied by 3 is 48.
Right. Okay, so there's no problem. So it could come out like a Yehuda.
Rabbanon Savri. The Rabbanon, what do they hold? Tekiyah Luchud, the Rabbanon hold. Tekiyah Luchud, or Tua Luchud. No, each one, you want to count each one separately. My timer. My timer.
My timer, Rabbi Yehuda.
My timer, Yehuda. Why is he counting? My timer, Rabbi Yehuda. Amakro, Usakatem Tua. It says in the pasuk, "Skatim tshuva." What does that mean? Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi, Achav, look at Rashi. Rashi, the mitzvah is Achas Heyhein. The Chad Chashlo. How can I say my time? Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is Skatim tshuva. Alma tshuva, Chayin tekiya. Ateruah is a tekiya. Kloimer Rashi. Medikar l'tshuva tekiya. Since the pasuk calls a tshuva tekiya, Shema minoch Chadihi. It's one. So we want to, we count, we don't differentiate, we count it as one. Wait, so what does that mean exactly?
Practical nafkamina. It's just how they count.
Right. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kro, Skatim, Tshuva, Tekiyah, we consider to be one. Fine. So therefore, what? So if you're going a Tekiyah, Tshuva, Tekiyah, it's a set. How do you call it? But I don't understand the answer. Tekiyah, Tshuva, Tekiyah. So what? A Tshuva is called a Tekiyah. So I guess what it means is, since the Skatim, Tshuva, when you have a Tshuva that's sandwiched in between two Tekiyahs, that's called one. The Torah says Skatim, Tshuva. Blow. And the Torah intermingles the two terms together. So therefore, you're blowing Tekiyah, it's called one. Oh, Rabbanon. So what do they do with that pasuk? The Gemara says that pasuk is Rabbanon. Ahu lipshuta lefenech lacharechu diyasa. That drasha is considered to be to teach you the halacha. Uduskat is not a raya. Be'etzem, I'll tell you, a Tekiyah and a Tru are completely different things. It's completely separate zachen. And also, why then does the Pasuk say these words? If you're telling me really they're two separate things entirely, so why then does the Torah use an expression, Skatem Tua? The answer is to teach you a halacha, that every time you blow a teruah, a tekiyah has to accompany it. So it has to be a tekiyah teruah. Why at the end? Why at the end? I don't know, it's a drasha. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, ahu, ahu. Lipshita lefonecho pshuta lefonecho recha lacharecha mehochi alfim lo beresh hashana tesivu skatem v'hodar tshuva v'hodar kesev tshuva yisko'u. This is by the Masois tshuva yisko'u keloimar achara tshuva yisko'u. So let's understand this Gemara very well. This is very short Gemara. Over here, there's no practical nafkamina. The only question is the way we count it. But it's more than that. The Gemara here is telling you it's not just the way we count it. How many mitzvot do you get when you blow? I'll give you another nafkamina.
I thought he was saying that the reason why you're doing this is so you know what the rule is on Rosh Hashanah.
No, it's a general rule. Okay, fine. In a chanam, that's a side point. But the point over here is there any practical nafkamina? I think there really is a practical nafkamina, and that is if you're mafsik. If you blow a tekiyah, and then you blow a tekiyah and a tua, and you're mafsik. So what do you do now? Do you have to go back and blow the tekiyah all over again? Do you have to go? So if you go learn that it's considered to be three separate mitzvahs, it's tekiah, teruah, tekiah, we count it as three. You count it as three. Listen, there was a tekiah, there was a teruah, oh, hefsek. There was a hefsek. There was a hefsek. So now when the hefsek is over, you come back, what do? You continue where you left off, you go back to the tekiah. But if you consider, you count all three as one, tekiah, then you don't have, then if you consider to be one, tekiah, true, tekiah, if there's a hefsek, you have to do all of it again. But if you say there are three separate sounds, there's a tekiah, there's a trua, and there's a tekiah, and you mafsek in between, you don't have to repeat.
You mean you mafsek between the tekiah and the trua.
Right. So what's the nafkamina? Look at the pasuk. Everyone is going to agree that you're going to blow tekiah to a tekiah. The question is, how do you calculate it?
Yeah.
Do you calculate it as three, or do you calculate it as one? So we have, well, you need a drasha. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a drasha. It says in the pasuk, usikatem teruah. So what does the drasha teach you? Whenever you have these two together, you have a situation where you're blowing a tekiah with a teruah, being the pasuk calls it, the pasuk calls a teruah a tekiah, the pasuk is merging everything into one. So when you blow a set of tekiah to a tekiah, because the pasuk calls it one zach, you're blowing a teruah, and that expression includes the tekiah and the teruah, it's one unit. And that's why he counts it as one. L'may nafkamina, if you mavsik between the two and the tekiah, blow it all over again.
Yeah.
But if you learn, if you're going to learn that tekiah through a tekiah, you're not going to take that drush, because that pasuk is teaching you, Pupak is telling you, teaching the Likar Halacha, that every time you blow a teruah, it must be accompanied by a tekiah in the front and a tekiah at the end. The pasuk is not here to teach you that the tekiah and the teruah is called one unit. The pasuk here is just telling you the Seder HaDvarim. There's a tekiah, then there's a teruah, and then there's another tekiah. But be'etzem, each one is a separate mitzvah by itself. That's why we calculate it as separate three, not as one. L'may nafkamina, that if you mavsik in the middle, then you go, if you are mavsik in the middle, what do? If you're mavsik in the middle, you don't have to repeat it. Yeah, that's what the Mavi is saying.
Quad the Rabbanan.
V'rabbanon, now v'rabbanon my tamayu, why do they hold that you calculate as three? Uv'hakil es akohol tisko'u v'loy sariyu. The pasuk says that when in the tekiyas, during the masois, I just want to tell you, I have a warning that my battery is about to expire. So just in case I go dead, hold on, and you go to my phone. I'll connect very quickly to my phone, so don't disappear. Right? It says tisko v'loy sariyu. So here we're separating between the tekiah and the teruah. They're obviously separate things. If they're separate things, when you make the calculation, we're going to calculate it as three, not as one. If you're going to tell me that tekiah teruah achasi, amrachman palgo the mitzvah of the palgo loy avid. Four lines from the bottom.
That
the key and the two is achas, it's one zach. If it's really going to be a tekiah, it's going to be one zach. Amar Rachman apalgo the mitzvah of it. The Torah over here, when it comes of a hakiles am, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to gather all of the Klal Yisrael to give them a message, would Moshe Rabbeinu go and only do half of a mitzvah? He would blow a tekiah and not a teruah. Obviously, each one of these sounds is separate by Zunder Zach. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not a mitzvah. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he was miraculous Klal Yisrael by blowing the shofar, that's not a mitzvah.
That's the reason why he was asked to do half.
That's why he's allowed to. It's just a simon. He says, Ahul simona ba'al mohuda asa. It's just to make a simon, everyone should come together. It's not a mitzvah. V'rabbanon simanu enachanami. It's like a simanu. V'rachmona shavya mitzvah. And the Torah made into a mitzvah. This is the makar, one of the makaris as to why we eat by the night of Rosh Hashanah simonim. Simone milsa. Because since tomorrow you're going to be blowing shofar, and you're going to be blowing a tekiah, and then a teruah and tekiah, and we're going to break them up. We're going to be breaking up. How do you break it up? Because the makri calls that in the middle. Tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. So because he's mafsik, the makri, the minhag Yisrael is the makri is mafsik. You're mafsik. How can you be mafsik? Teretz is, each one is just, but the Torah,
you don't know here if there's a makri altogether by
Chatzaitos. Not by Chatzaitos, but I'm telling you a drush. is that over here the Gemara is saying that if Taka, the Be'etzem, I'll tell you the mitzvah is one zach. The mitzvah b'shleimus should be tekiah, trua, tekiah. That's the mitzvah. Really? If that's the mitzvah, how could it then be that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was makil Klal Yisrael, when he brought the Gans Klal Yisrael together, he blew it.
So according to Rebbe, it's just the semen.
So, but if l'chayra, we assume in the Hav Amina, that when Moshe was makil Klal Yisrael, he was being mekayim one of the Taryag mitzvahs. One of the Tayag mitzvahs that when you makil Klal Yisrael, the way you makil Klal Yisrael is by blowing
a
tekiah.
I don't think it's listed in the
Rishon. Oh, it's not, because that's the Mor's Maskot. It's not. So, in fact, well, you have to go talk to listen. There are many many mitzvahs. You know, there's the Rambam, the Raman, the Smag, the Smak, the Chinuch, Ari list five. Yeah. But Moshe, we thought in the Havamina that when Moshe Rabbeinu was makil Klal Yisrael, he was doing a mitzvah deraisa of tekiah shofar. But he's doing this the right of you're only half the mitzvah. Because if you're telling me over here that you have a pasuk that's telling you over here, usikatem teruah, and it's one mitzvah, so they're doing just a tekiah as a chatzi shir. It's a chatzi shir. So the Torah is telling Moshe Rabbein to do a chatzi mitzvah, a chatzi shir. So the Gemara says, whoever told you that Atar Hashem told Moshe Rabbein to do a mitzvah? This is not a mitzvah. This is no mitzvah that I am blowing in a chanami. If it was taka mitzvah, then Moshe will be compelled to blow a tekiah, teruah, tekiah. So in a chanami, it's not. It was just a simana. Oh, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it is taka mitzvah? He holds that it is taka mitzvah.
We just said Rabbi Yehuda says it's just a simana.
He holds that Rabbi Yehuda will go together. Okay, so what?
No, but here doesn't go together. Okay,
according to the Rabbanan.
According to the Rabbanan,
each one is separate. Although we have the words, but according to the man Yama that says that the taka, no, I disagree. I hold the taka is a mitzvah. How can it be a mitzvah? So the Gemara is saying an incredible chiddush.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he says it's one unit, this is not a mitzvah. This is just a symbolic.
So the Gemara is symbolic. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not symbolic. It can't be symbolic. It is a mitzvah. The Gemara's maskana seems everyone agrees that it's a mitzvah. Everyone agrees that when Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone agrees when he was makil Klal
Yisrael.
Everyone, and the Gemara goes vaita. And the Gemara says that in a chinami, it's a simon ba'alma, but the Torah made simon ba'alma into a mitzvah.
Where does it say that?
The Gemara. Rabbanan, in a chinami, the second to last line on the page. Rabbanan, in a chinami, one sound is only a simona. But the Torah made even one sound, simanu v'rachmona shavya mitzvah. The Torah made even a simon into a mitzvah. So the moral maskot over here is saying over here that according to everyone, all three koilos, in order to do the mitzvah b'shleimus, you have to do all three together. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah. That's the mitzvah. You gotta go do all three together. Frak the Gemara,
Abba Moshe. But Rabbanan, it's three.
Three, we count as three separate, but still, even though it's three, we calculate, we read the Gemara again one more time. We read the Gemara again. Rabbanan, my time, Mayu. The Sivit says, Rabbanan hold, and the Gemara hold, that it's only one, only, you know, just the one sound alone is enough. It's one simon. He amarachmona palga the mitzvah. Other palga the rabbit. So Rabbi Huda answers back. Rabbi Huda, he listens to be almuhu. No. Rabbi Huda is the one who gives the answer back.
Yeah. Exactly.
According to the Rabbanan, you see from Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar de Gazach, that just blowing one sound is a mitzvah,
right,
full mitzvah.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda
because
he calculates it all three together as one mitzvah.
Right.
If he calculates it together, how could Moshe Rabbeinu then do just one?
So he answers, Rabbi Yehuda answers this.
Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein achinami, this is different. The case of Moshe Rabbeinu being makil Gans Klal Yisrael together, you're right. Be'etzem, it's only a chatzi mitzvah. But the Torah made even a chatzi mitzvah, a simona into a mitzvah." He holds in a chanami, you need one. And he's not coming to argue with this. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the simona, but who do you also? Wait, there's a simon, fine. Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, simona, who you're right, I agree with you, it's a taka simon. But even a simon, v'rachmona shavya mitzvah. So according to the Rabbanon, one sound, be'etzem is not a davar shalem, but the Torah made a simon into a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Now take this to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, what do you do at night? You take simonim, and you make yihiratzons. What are you doing? You're doing like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Like the Rabbanon. Simone, this only a simon. But the simen turns into a dover sholem. So when you dip, when you go and you dip the apple in the honey, l'shon tov m'sukkah, the simen turns into a dover sholem, that it should really happen. Hear the vart? It's a good vart. Yisrael is going to say this vart? Hear what's going on in the Gemara over here? The Gemara is talking about Tkiyah Shofar. The Gemara is making drashas. And the Gemara over here is telling us, you have over here on the one end, you have a pasuk that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Usikatem Teruah, which teaches you a Tkiyah, a Teruah, and a Tkiyah is one unit. One unit. You cannot separate the three together. Frak the Gemara, really? Moshe Rabbeinu, he only blew one. So this, don't bring me a riot for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing making a simen.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Rabbanan come to ask the Kashan Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan challenge Rabbi Yehuda. You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he did. I'm going to lose power in Mamish in half a second. Wait a minute. Let me right away switch right now because it's going to leave me now over here. I don't want to lose you people. That was from 14 years ago in another lifetime. Wow. You want to make me depressed? You show that to me, I can't sleep the whole night. You should know. Don't show that to me. I'm Amish, sink into a depression like you can imagine.
You left the mark. You left the mark.
I left nothing in this world. I left nothing here in this world. Okay.
You left the mark. What do you mean? Wait, I don't understand. That's your matzeva. It's on your mark.
Yeah. What did you say?
My matzeva is one word matzeva. It says offline.
What? Temporarily offline. What,
not temporarily.
What did he say? Shlomo Rabbeinu.
I think it's a joke.
What did he say? The mark. What did he say? 7 years.
We once had Dafyomi in the young Israel.
He can't see it. And it has Shabbos all filled in. You do it on Shabbos too.
Oh, he still has that mark from back then? Mm-hmm.
So the point over here, I'm telling you, a vart. The vart over here is, I'm going to lose you in a second. I can't even connect over it. The vart over here is that on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara over here is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Makal Klal Yisrael, it's a simen. The Rabbanan said, you're right. I'm masking to you. One sound is a simen. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a simen into a dover sholem. Ki'ilu with a shlemus tikazach.
Yeah.
The night of Rosh Hashanah. What do you learn this from? You learn this from Tekiah Shofar. Blowing of the... Oh, here's the trumpets, really. Blowing the sound. So in Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Tov of Yom Teruah Yelochem, and from that we learn a principle that even a simen has the din of a shlemus of a mitzvah. So the Leil Rosh Hashanah, we take a simen and we say Yehi Ratzon that the simen should be mamish to come to life as a davar sholem. You hear the vart?
Next, let's finish.
Shlomo Yisrael, you hear the vart?
Let's finish.
Okay, weiter. Rachman Gushar, Kamanos, the next piece of Kamanos, Lohod, Yom, Arav Kahana, Ain Baint Gil Litruah, Veloy Klum. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik, period. Kiman, Krabi Huda.
Correct.
Right, because he said three.
Correct.
Shita, what's the chiddush? Mahu, the same, or you may think, afilu k'rabbanan. This goes even like the Rabbanan. Afilu k'rabbanan. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Why not? The Omar Shoma Teisha Tekiyas Petesha Shos B'yom Yotza. Because he holds, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you hear 9 Tekiyas, 9 hours of the Yotza, Kamash Mulan, you're not. It has to be done. Ein bein zel ze klum.
Again, what does it say here?
Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to hear 9 tekiyas. Okay, they're talking about Rosh Hashanah.
And it stretches out throughout the 9 hours?
9 hours, right. You have 1 tekiyah. Tekiyah, you hear the 9 sounds of Rosh Hashanah, you have to hear 9 tekiyas. That's the bare minimum of the Raisa. Tekiyah to a tekiyah. Let's say you hear each sound throughout 9 hours of the day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you yoitze. Kamash Melo Yahu. Gemara says that you're not yoitze. Why does he say we hear v'loy klum?
Why?